The bishop made a comment that Phil and I picked up. Exactly what did he say again?
Well, he spoke of Jesus, the change that took place at the resurrection. Right. Said Jesus, the man Jesus, became the God Christ.
Right.
There was a distinction between Jesus.
And I never heard that before or paid any attention to it. So Phil heard the same thing I had. So we had a little dialogue about it. And I don't know if I can explain it, but I'm going to try. When a person believes in Jesus, he or she is united to Christ first in his death and then the newness of his resurrected life. The Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. So the Apostle Paul explained this to the church in Rome. He said, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of God the Father, we now also may live a new life. Since we've all been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. You see, our old selves are full of rebellion and sin. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. Unbelief died with Christ, who paid the penalty for our sins on the cross. And through our union with Christ and his death, we were made alive by God's Spirit to walk in newness of life. Remember, Jesus said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He would always be with us. You say, well, how can that be? He's not here in the physical sense. He sent the Holy Spirit, the one who walks alongside, the one who lives in you and with you. He never leaves you. Though we are in union with Christ and his death, we are made alive by God's Spirit and been made right with God. That's all that fancy word righteousness means. We are in right standing with God because of what Christ has done. Romans 8:10. For our lives become a vehicle to display the life of Christ. For God who said, let the light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our heart to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Look full into his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strange in them. But, always a but. I like the buts and I like the ifs in Scripture. There's buts and ifs and it's cool. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. Did you know you're a jar of clay? To show all this, all surpassing power that we have is from God and not from us. We like to claim, I got power. No, it's all from God. And we're hard pressed on every side, not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Christ. So, in ordinary human condition of weakness, we are nothing but a jar of clay, holy, a priceless treasure in the life of Christ. The challenges we face, the persecution, the trials, the hardships, the suffering that we endure, serve to pour out all surpassing power of God and reveal in the life of Christ. We're assured. Blessed assurance, as Fanny Crosby said. She couldn't see physically, but she could see spiritually. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And we have the treasure of Jesus Christ living in our hearts. Jesus also told us that in this life we're going to have trials and tribulations. It's just part of life. How many ever had trials and tribulations beside me? But he said, fear not, for I have overcome the world. And you wonder, why has he put us through all this trials and tribulations? This is the Ralphism, so I take credit for it or I'll deny it. One or the other. I think that he puts us through all this to be trained. It says in that little book of Jude that we're going to return with him when he sets up his kingdom on earth. And he wants well-trained saints in heaven. So you're going to be in basic training until he comes for us or we go home to be with him. So take heart. trials and tribulation. Good thing. It makes us stronger. It's like the caterpillar or the chrysalis. You know, it tries to break out of that cocoon. Little boy one time watched that happen, and he said, "Oh, that thing's struggling to get out of there." So he helped it. The butterfly couldn't fly. He needed that struggle, that thing, the cocoon, to make his wings strong enough that he could fly away.